Like I said before, the impact, my study was the impact of infant mortality awareness on the health behaviors of African American men in Memphis, Tennessee. And I have no disclosures. So first, I just want to get into what exactly infant mortality is. It is the death of the infant before the age of one. And unfortunately, 25,000 infants die each year in the United States before their first birthday. The infant rate among blacks are twice as much compared to other racial and ethnic groups. In Shelby County, Tennessee, which includes Memphis, the infant mortality rate is above the national average. For every 9.6 out of every 1,000 is the rate, and according to the Shelby County Health Department. Also, the rate for African-American babies is at 13, almost doubling the rate versus other ethnic groups. And some of the reasons are because of social problems that occur. Poverty, unequal access to health care are primary the reasons for this rate in Memphis and on the national level. And right here is basic charts and graphs and data of the top leading causes of infant mortality. You have low birth weight, congenital malformations, sudden infant death syndrome, and maternal complications. So the focus of my study was the male's role and the problem in infant mortality. Right now, there's little information regarding the father's role and influence of pregnancy outcomes, but a few studies have explored the male's role in infant mortality. What we have seen, though, as far as increasing age for people that are having children, that the increasing age is possibly positively associated with low birth weight and pre-birth term, and this has also been linked to infant mortality. As far as advancing in paternal age has also been associated with sperm abnormalities, preeclampsia, miscarriage, and some birth defects as well. Also, the influence of violence, domestic violence, as far as the woman is concerned with infant mortality, has also had positive links to low birth weight and preterm delivery. And also, the lack of parental involvement has been linked in socioeconomic inequalities that I also have been seeing the absence of inadequate prenatal care for women. So the whole purpose of my study was to really get involved with African-American males' perception on infant mortality and his role during prenatal care and post-care after the child has been born. And I did the study in an urban community setting and to just give out information and try to increase the roles for African-American men and their role with infant mortality. I used an explanatory pilot project that utilized a non-randomized one-group study design. And my study was a part of an initiative created by the Office of Minority Health and their campaign slogan, "A Healthy Baby Begins With You." My target community was Memphis, Tennessee, which has been identified in having the highest infant mortality rate in the state. As far as my target group for men of the age of 18 at least. And I did this in a barbershop setting with the zip codes having the highest infant mortality rate. I administrated a 9-item pretest questionnaire to determine their knowledge beforehand on what they knew as far as infant mortality, prenatal care, and family planning. Then I did a brief session follow-up on the health-related topics, going over the questionnaire with them so I can get a little bit more understanding. Then I also gave them a post-test to see what knowledge they had retained from that. So what I found with my data analysis was that most of the men that had taken this test, taken from the baseline to the post-test, it was not too much of a change. But my quantitative analysis I conducted to measure the change of participants' knowledge from the baseline to post-test follow-up, I used the SPS system, which was used for the data management study. And my independent variables included age, marital status, and education, with my dependent variables being the knowledge gained. I did a sample t-test to conduct the measure and change in dependent variables from the baseline follow-up. My sample size was 28 race was all African-American males from the age range of 18 to 50 years of age. 89% of the men were single, 7% of men were married, and 4% were divorced. And as you can see, most of my participants had some college education, with only 25% having a four-year degree, and 7% of the males having a master's degree. This was some more data from my knowledge pre and post test, with the mean score from the baseline being around 50%, then the mean score for the post test being roughly at 62%, and my p-value as well. Now, right here, it's the knowledge gained by education and marital status. A little compare and contrast. The as far as males from the age of 18 to 25, they had the most increase percentage-wise, 44% increase, versus men 25 and older. And as far as men with a college degree, they also had the most increase from the baseline to the post-test. And married men had the most increase as well from baseline to the post-test. Overall, there was a 27% change in knowledge from the baseline. On my questionnaire, the items that were missed the most were questions 1, 2, 5, and 6. For example, number 1 asked them to define preconceptional health. I saw that this was a question that was missed the most as well on the test. But as far as the African-American men being aged less than 25 years of age, having a four-year degree, this category was the most knowledgeable on infant mortality risk factors. One of my study limitations on the questionnaire were the questionnaire didn't really get into too much demographics on whether the men that took the test were fathers or not, or even planned on being fathers within the next couple of months to years. Another limitation was the education curriculum only briefly touched those items frequently missed on the pre and post test assessment. As far as my conclusion is concerned, more than only 50% of men surveyed did not have a high level of knowledge of prenatal care, and most men did not understand the importance of their paternal role before and after childbirth. The post-test did show a significant knowledge gain in ways to prevent infant mortality and how to help expectant mothers with prenatal care, and also increasing the role of fathers during pregnancy and the baby's first year of life among African Americans. This is my acknowledgement for any questions.